Right, I'm talking to Nick Carter, Prospect Leicestershire. Tell us about Prospect Leicestershire.
Well, Prospect Leicestershire is an economic development company that was set up in March last year to work in the city and county on a range of different projects, but particularly around regeneration in the city, working with the city council, regeneration in the market towns, working with the local authorities there, inward investment, so seeking to attract developers, investors, relocating companies into the area, and also on other projects that would help to move the economy forward. And we serve a partnership of the city council, the county council, the district authorities, kind of linked in with the private sector.
But you're an independent organisation, are you?
Yes, we're an arm's length body.
Right.
We have a separate board, which has a private sector majority, but the company is owned by the city and county councils.
And you're not just about Leicester the city, you're also about Leicestershire, the county as well.
Yes, because the partnership that we serve, which is still a unique one, brought together the city council and the county council to agree that for the purposes of economic development, there were so many synergies between the city area and the county area that they should be treated as one unit for economic development purposes. So we work across, our slogan is there are no boundaries. So we work across the city and county.
And why are you a partner in Vision 2020?
Well, because I think in it's always important to expose people to new ideas and new ways of thinking and to different possibilities. It's even more important in the present climate with public resources dwindling and large chunks of public money to start things up disappearing, that we expose ourselves as far as possible to different concepts, to different partnerships, and just to different ways of thinking, because we don't want to lose the brains that we've got working in our local economy. We're going to lose substantial chunks of money. So that makes the partnerships we forge even more important, and it makes it essential that what little resource there is applied as intelligently and as efficiently as possible.
I was talking to a couple of the delegates earlier, Ross and Lee, who are both part of a digital business here. They're recent graduates. One of them graduated last year from De Montfort and the other from a while ago from Stoke. And they're both in business in the city of Leicester. One of the issues I talked to with them was this idea of, you know, talented graduates leaving the city and going elsewhere. Is that a big issue, do you think?
Oh, it's definitely an issue. It's one of the priorities for the economics strategy going forward is to retain graduates in employment, whether it be employment with other organisations or in running their own companies, but also being able to attract graduates from outside as well.
Yes.
And to do that, you need to try and identify opportunities. And one of the things Prospect Leicestershire has been doing since the beginning is working with the three universities in the area around graduate entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
How can those three universities, which at the moment each do their own thing around getting their graduates into business, what's the potential if they work more closely together, pool their experience and expertise? And that work is continuing, and I'm hopeful that we will start to develop some very definite ways of doing that better.
And do you think the kind of methods that Sue Thomas is promoting in terms of trying to imagine what the city will look like in 2020, you're supporting that approach? What does Leicester look like in 2020 as far as you're concerned? What's your chief picture of how it will be?
Well, I would hope that it's a city that is economically more prosperous, that the hit we're going to take from the loss of jobs in the public sector has been largely compensated for by an increase in private sector employment, although that's going to be, it's a really challenging agenda that.
Is that the biggest challenge, the private sector, increase in private sector employment?
I think jobs and the quality of employment in Leicester are its largest challenges.
Yeah.
We don't have a very high pay local jobs economy, which ironically gives us a bit of an edge when we're trying to encourage companies to relocate from the south of England where they have to pay much higher salaries. But of course the intention will be to increase the proportion of jobs that are better paid, which increases the wealth of the population. So it's about 2020 for me is is making some progress in the economy of the city, but also continuing to make progress in the social harmony and the equality of the city, because I think Leicester as a city has some examples of very serious inequalities around. I mean, if you live in a certain part of the city, you're going to live longer than if you live in another part of the city. And that's something our authorities are already working on, but there's a lot more work to be done on that. So there's a hard economic edge to how the city needs to move forward towards 2020, but also there's a very important social agenda as well.
Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Lovely. Very good. Lovely. Thank you.